Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
Heard in your newscast this morning, and it caused me to spend an extra half hour of my life to dig back into the archives of our radio program to October of 2024. And it was during What Tees You Off. A father, and you're going to hear the emotion in his voice when I play for you about 5 minutes of the phone call. This is a full 5 minute phone call here in a moment. And we could hear the emotion. And there were a couple of times that we followed up because we learned of a student walkout at MDI High School after this incident. The headline here is that a student who used to attend Mount Desert Island High School is now suing the school's principal in federal court. Saw this one coming because the claim from the student, and by the way, if you go online, you can still see the video of this. Did you see the video when it first came out by any chance, Paul?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's, if it's not already back up and one of the most viewed in the state of Maine, it soon will be because people are going to go back and watch it again. I know Steve at the Maine Wire had it and talked as well with the parents. I think after we talked with the parents. The student claims that the principal failed to step in during what was an assault of one student on another. And I'm going to give away some of what you're about to hear. The father of the assaulted student explains that his daughter was on the school bus. A transgender student was harassing and even physically assaulting another girl. The daughter stepped up to help defend the girl. The bus driver saw that there was trouble. The bus driver radios ahead to the school to say, "We got a problem. You need to get the cops on the scene." The bus rolls up. The students get out. And according to the video, and according to the father, you'll hear fully in a moment, the transgender the transgender student wails on the daughter who came to defense of her friend. Now, at that point, you would think the principal would have had the police there ready to step in, ready to intervene. No. The bus driver, however, intervened. We later talked with the bus driver. I could not find that audio. I'll keep looking later. But shortly after the incident in October of 2024, that's when the father called our program.
So on Friday, my daughter was sitting on the bus with her friend, another minor student from MDI High School. And another student, a male, who was dressed up like a girl that day, started... get on the bus, and this bus driver even said the same thing, like, "This is black and white," and immediately just started pounding this other girl while she was pinned in her seat. So my daughter, you know, doing what anybody should do, came to the aid of her friend, and pulled the boy off her. Well, the boy started hitting my daughter. Bus driver broke him up, radioed the school to tell them that they needed the police there because it was pretty serious. And the principal of the school, his name is Haney, refused to have the police come and said that they could handle it themselves. So when the bus arrived, my daughter, you know, got off quick because she was trying to avoid any other conflict. And there were, I believe there was four or five adults outside, including the principal. And the boy jumped on my daughter, grabbed her by the head, and started slamming her head into the pavement and bit her all over her face. The only person that helped was the bus driver. And they're trying to railroad him and make him lose his job. So basically, she was assaulted twice in one day by a male. And there's criminal charges filing. Somehow it made it to Twitter, and there's got over 6 million views on there. So I'm really hoping that this is a turning point. This is happening nonstop.
Let us ask just a couple of questions while we can. What has now at this point, what has the school's response been to what has happened and how they handled it?
Well, they suspended my daughter for 5 days, even though she was the victim. They couldn't give me a real reason why they did. Basically, she's because they were in a fight. However, it wasn't a fight. It was an attack. So the school did that. And then the principal of the school sent an email out to all the students, which I can get and send to you guys, asking that all the students delete all the footage if anybody had any, which is in itself illegal because it's evidence. We filed, you know, charges against this kid. So this guy is telling them to delete all the footage. And then when the kids wouldn't come forward and would not delete the footage because they're just as tired of it, he offered to take 10 hours of community service off of their state-required community service that they have to do to graduate. He attempted to bribe the entire student body with 10 hours off their community service.
That's
crazy.
If they deleted the video, if they showed proof of deletion of the video, he would do that?
Yes. If they came forward with the names of the students that had video, and if they deleted the videos, if they had them, he was willing to basically make that transaction with them to delete evidence from a criminal investigation.
So those are the actions of the principal. Have you heard anything from the school board that oversees the principal?
Not the school board. I have spoken to the superintendent. He basically is just on the same page as the principal. But, you know, MDI High School covers these things up continuously. And this is another one they hoped that they were going to be able to cover up. He wanted me to come in myself this morning and meet with him, the superintendent. And I agreed originally. And then after talking to our lawyers, they said, absolutely not. Do not talk to him. If you talk to him, we need to be present. So I canceled the meeting because I'm not going to get any help with the school or with the school department at whatsoever on that island. I mean, there are so, and after this phone call, Rick, I'm telling you will probably be flooded with parents calling with the same types of concerns.
There are others who are sending us text messages who are there that have, this person writes, the school indeed conspired to cover up a crime.
Thank you.
But we've got to scoot here. But let us ask your daughter.
Yes.
Your daughter, is she okay now?
She's pretty well okay. She, like I said, she does have some injuries. She's got open wound on her face, and the back of her head took quite a beating. But she does have a concussion. She's mentally a disaster. She doesn't even want to be around another guy right now. Like, guys that she's been friends with her whole life, you know, she just wants to be around me and her dad. It's a horribly traumatic thing, being pinned to the ground and pounded by a guy twice your size, and there's adults doing nothing and yelling for everybody else to do nothing to help her, Rick.
Except the bus driver.
Sorry, I get a little emotional. My daughter. But yeah, the bus driver was the only person that helped her.
I understand.
And as far as I'm concerned, his first name is Bob, and he's a hero. And my daughter actually, for the first time this morning, saw him and get on the bus, and they both were in tears when she hugged him and thanked him for what he did.
Hey, guys, let me ask you a question. If that were your daughter, if that were your daughter, the principal's name is Matthew Haney. I misspoke a moment ago. We did not talk with the bus driver live on the air. I had to look back at the exchange I had in emails, Paul. Mm-hmm. And the bus driver, yes, the bus driver's name, Bob. Sounds like a friendly fella. Bob, mm-hmm. The bus driver. Mm-hmm. Sounds like the brave bus driver to intervene,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Bob, I recall, I did talk with Bob on the phone, but it wasn't on the air. Because Bob did not want to talk on the air because he was afraid he would lose his job. He was afraid that he'd catch heck from the superintendent and catch heck from the principal, Matthew Haney. H-A-N-E-Y. Principal Matthew Haney. H-A-N-E-Y. It will be interesting when this does go to, unless they try to settle it out. I don't know. It's a question for Russell Johnson Beaupain. It'll be interesting if the whole, hey kids, delete the video and I'll give you a credit to your hours that you need to graduate.
Yeah.
If that makes it into any trial. That from the archives here on Maine's Morning News on VOM.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.